Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says we'll have sun and clouds today. Might see a stray shower or thunderstorm at a high of about 83 degrees. Some fog reported in parts of the southeast area, like in Kenosha, with 59 degrees. Burlington has some of that as well at 56. Partly cloudy, Milwaukee 67, and in Racine, it's clear skies and 64. In Madison, the state assembly is scheduled to vote today on funding a new Milwaukee Bucks arena. And while Speaker Robin Voss believes there are 35 votes to get it done, Majority Leader Jim Steinke notes that not all Republicans are on board with it.
Some of it just falls on philosophical lines. Some just don't believe that it's the proper role of state government to get involved in a project like this.
Steinke adds that they all know what's at stake in the NBA's mandate of a new arena or lose the team.
I think the vast majority of our caucus understands that doing this saves the state money in the long run. It's an economic benefit to the state to do it. Now, that being said, there are some districts that are still, their constituents are opposed to it, and they're reflecting the will of their voters back home.
GOP leadership indicating they'll need about 15 Democrats to support the plan in order to pass it. Speaker Voss claiming to have at least, again, 35 total votes, that proposal having already passed the Senate. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau's new estimate on state property taxes and the new budget says that a home valued at just over $154,000 would show a dollar decrease when the bills arrive in December and $2 the following year. That's on the state's taxes. Governor Walker's original budget plan would have resulted in about a $10 decrease in the state's property taxes over that two-year period. Staying overnight in Wisconsin state parks now going to cost you more. That's as of today. The DNR's Chris Pedretti says these new fee hikes were included in the state budget.
The per-night fees are going up between $3 and $6 per night, and for non-residents, between $6 and $9 per night.
All based on factors like location, uniqueness, demand for a particular campsite. Pedretti says price hikes for annual park and trail passes, those won't take effect until spring next year.
As of January 1st, when the new stickers go into effect, those increases will start. So everything, as far as admission rates, they're all the same through the end of this year.
Wisconsin residents now going to have to pay up to $6 a night more to camp at a state park. Non-residents having to shell out another $9. The group Preservation Racine went before the city's Finance and Personnel Committee in the hope of getting a fee waiver to reserve the gazebo at North Beach September 27th for the 40th annual tour of historic places. The answer was no. Or they could just take a chance and use it without exclusivity. The tour chair this year is Bev Schumacher. She explained their nonprofit efforts go toward things like maintaining Racine's history, trying to remember things where they were, and that includes in the beach area.
We are not paying for any of the individuals or the businesses to open their residence to us, so we were hoping that we could ask for a waiver as well. We are a nonprofit group, and the money has not been earmarked yet, but if all goes as planned, we would hope to be able to reinstate a porch that has been since removed from the Blake House.
The fee to use the gazebo, $50 for 3 hours, which would have meant for Preservation Racine, $150 all total for that September 27th gathering. Details about the upcoming tour, by the way, available on the group's website. There was another fee waiver request to the committee in reference to a fundraiser for local animal rescue and the Racine Police Canine Program. The committee received and filed it, however. Nobody showed up to talk about it. State Department of Transportation and the City of Racine have a third informational meeting coming up tomorrow on the planned 2016 reconstruction of Hamilton Street Douglas Avenue from Main Street to Gould Street. It'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cesar Chavez Community Center on Douglas Avenue. That current one-mile stretch of pavement really needs replacement at this point. Public input needed on a lot of important issues such as any preferred alternatives, property impacts, and construction staging. Fiat Chrysler, you probably heard by now, going to be fined $105 million for the poor job it did on recall fixes while it's being forced to buy back 500,000 vehicles as part of that effort. This is U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
Fiat Chrysler had failed to meet its legal obligations. And even worse, Fiat Chrysler had failed in meeting its most important obligation of all, to protect the safety of America's drivers.
Company admitted failing to properly execute 23 recalls covering 11 million vehicles and has also agreed to repurchase some of them, also to undergo rigorous federal oversight. Well, Governor Scott Walker says as president, he would all but eliminate the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which has drawn some quick reaction from one state environmental group leader.
What the governor seems to be proposing here is to do away with that common set of standards and allow states to set their own, which could have enormous costs for industry when it comes to compliance.
That is Steve Hinneker with 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin, who says pollution does not recognize state boundaries. The presidential candidate telling a Washington-based publication that as president, he would put each state in sole charge of managing its own air and water pollution. Members of the Racine County Sheriff's Department, including Sheriff Christopher Smaling, are banding together to help a deputy who is now undergoing treatment for breast cancer by getting their head shaved for donations toward her medical bills. It's all going to unfold late Sunday afternoon around 4:30 or so at the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove at the Sheriff's Building near Gate 5. Deputy Cindy Milam, diagnosed with two forms of cancer. Her treatment regimen includes chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. That means hair loss. Co-worker Sergeant Carrie Mondragon offering to shave her head in support. That grew into Chop a Cop. The event Sunday. Donations can be made starting when the fair opens up tomorrow. Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office continuing efforts to positively ID the second of two victims from that weekend plane crash in the town of Bristol. The first man was identified, but the name is being withheld at this point. Dental and fingerprint records needed to positively ID the second victim. Up in the Polk County area near Amory, four people dead. Crash of a light plane that happened yesterday. The wreckage, according to the Sheriff's Department, on fire when they first arrived. And it wasn't a fire situation, but nonetheless created quite a bit of a mess on the interstate. All northbound lanes of I-94 at Highway K in Racine County blocked for a time yesterday afternoon. An accident flipped a semi-box truck onto its side. The driver left with only a minor arm injury. Sheriff's deputies, State Patrol had to detour a lot of traffic around both locations, north and southbound. Crash damaging part of the guardrail for the overpass as well as the road surface itself. Road reopened, that is, about 3 hours later. WRJN.com is your source for our local news throughout the day. Go to our webpage and you can find the local news section that gets you in touch with our podcasts. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News. 7-